So namaste, and welcome to satsang. In this satsang, I wanted to spend some time just exploring the nature of reality, which is really what we're here for. Every time we come to experience or understand deeper what we are, or both of those, we can begin to break through barriers and boundaries that seem to have held us back as to living as this authentic self that we are. So we're going to do a little guided self-inquiry today. And one of the things I love to do is to try to do it differently every time. Like many things on an authentic pathway, self-inquiry can be misunderstood. And the simplicity of it and the beauty of it are quite often it's the reasons it's misunderstood. I'd like to kind of ask everyone, no matter how many times you've done self-inquiry and done it with me, to just draw a line in the sand and pretend that you are absolutely new to satsang. And if you are absolutely new to satsang, then you are perhaps at the best advantage of all of us, because there'll be no assumptions about it. So we can start with a really open stance. Let's see what self-inquiry does for us, takes us, shows us, reveals to us today, right now. So self-inquiry is literally inquiry, looking, seeing, and not necessarily thinking about what is, what reality is, what I am, what you are, what everything is. And so we can ask any question that we want to ask to get our inquiry going. I'm going to use my favorite question that really worked for me: what am I actually? But you can use what is reality, who am I, whatever question feels, just to kind of get to know what you actually are in your deepest experience of yourself, where you can experience yourself in all ways. And so it doesn't really matter what the question is. It's more the willingness to see and to think and experience differently than perhaps you might have done before. So the question, what am I, or who am I, in some ways is the simplest question of all, and maybe also the most difficult question of all. When I ask the question, what am I, really, actually, there are several ways to answer that question. And the one I want to point to today is the immediacy of all of this. So when you ask the question, what am I actually, immediately anything that is present we can take as an answer. So there is an immediacy here already of what is. In simple terms, right now, wherever you're asking the question, there's your body, there's the furniture in the room that you're in, there is the space in the room, there may be thoughts inside your mind, there may be emotions in your body, sense of confusion, clarity. All of that is immediately present upon asking this question. What am I really? All of this. This that is. And what we really experience when we ask that question is the isness, the what is of all of this. We've been conditioned to really receive answers to questions in terms of thoughts only, in terms of experience only. But there is a space in which the room you're sitting in, your body, your thoughts, and the question even, what am I really, is appearing right now. It is here. It's invisible and intangible. But it is the space in which all of these shapes that you're taking, all these shapes are appearing. So from this computer I'm using, this technology, this body, and the same body who's every body who asks the question will experience a certain amount of phenomena. Coming and going answers to that question based on where their body is right now. And that will be different for each one of us. But those shapes are appearing inside this that is. Your body, your thoughts, your emotions, any answer you get to that question are just phenomenal answers to that question. Phenomenal meaning having a start and an end, a duration, a shape that you can perceive. So I can perceive the shapes in the room I'm sitting in, the furniture, my body, and I can also perceive the subtle shapes of thoughts and emotions and experiences. Still being perceived just in a subtle way. And then there is this perceiving space. Intelligent space of being that is vast and unending. We just take the isness of the space. How far does that reach? Where does it stop? Does it really stop in the room that you're sitting in? Or is the room sitting inside the space of your being, including your body, and including a question, and including all the answers? Immediately, there is this that is, and all the shapes it's taking. Self-inquiry can be as simple as that. And maybe when I begin to try to think about an answer to this question, what am I? It gets very, very complicated. I can have lots of thought answers to that question. I don't know what I am. I do know what I am. I'm not sure what I am. I'm not sure if I'm doing this right. I'm confused. I suddenly had an aha moment, an epiphany, all of that. Now, all of that is included in the what is, isn't it? Whatever's happening inside this body, whatever's happening outside the body, and the space it's all arising in. It's just what is. And the what is of this moment, they're the same, really, this moment and what is the same. And this is the only answer to this question that is here all the time. And if we notice, it was here before we even asked the question. Doesn't make it better or the right answer, it just makes it a permanent answer. That which is not changing, coming or going. We're experiencing in this moment all the ways we can experience ourselves. We can experience ourselves as a body, as thoughts, as confusion or clarity, as fear or resistance or love or joy or peace, as thoughts, as experiences happening to this body. We can experience ourselves as the space that's also here. We can notice it's here. And when we look for a separate being in the space, we can't find one. Let's just try it now. When I look for myself in the space of being, this great space in which all of this universe is arising, a space which has no edges, something intangible cannot have an edge. When I look to try to find myself in that space, is there a separate me in that space? I can't find anything with any edges. I can't find anything. I find something with no edges. And of course, as a body, there may be thoughts, different states happening in that body. But is there a separate being? This legendary me that I thought myself to be, with its problems and challenges and all of that. And we ask, what am I really? What is reality? Immediately, all of this is here, even before the question. All these shapes are coming and going, changing constantly, aren't they? The thoughts, the shapes inside are constantly in motion. Different thoughts, different feelings, different sensations in the body. All of these outer forms are coming and going, some faster than others. Body will last for a certain amount of time and then it's gone. All of that is happening inside the space of your being. Now, it's okay that when you try to think about this, it will always seem like you're looking only through one body mind. It will always seem, while there are senses there to look through, that you're only looking through those senses. And we don't have to fight with that. We're just opening up to experience all the ways I can experience myself in this moment. Right now, you can experience your body, your thoughts, your emotions. You can experience the shapes that you're taking as the room you're sitting in. And you can experience yourself as the great awareness in which the room is appearing. The intelligence of your being is in that shapeless, formless, invisible, intangible you. All these forms and shapes are sustained by you, created in you, as you, from you. Self-inquiry then can be a very quick thing when we open up to every possibility of what we can experience. And you can experience yourself as the great being that has no edges, that doesn't feel like anything. It is more of just a knowing of that it's here. and that you are that. And that you're also this human body appearing in it. And all other forms, but you can appreciate also you are this body too. And it's all that comes with that body, all of its experiences, desires, goals, dreams, memories, all of that. And we'll really only begin to suffer when we try to choose one way in particular to experience ourselves only. So if I recognize the great space of being that has no edges, no boundaries, goes on forever and is intelligent and is the power behind every living thing, sentient or insentient, that's one way I can experience myself. If I say that's the only way, then I'm going to be in denial of the way I'm showing up also of this body-mind vehicle. If I only want to experience myself as this body-mind vehicle, I'm also going to deny the reality of the great expanse of my being. And who said it only has to be one or the other? Who said that? Where is it written? So can you enjoy looking through this body-mind vehicle, experiencing all that can be experienced while it's here, with the knowing that it's not only what you are, that it's only a small fraction of what you are, and yet is to be valued, to be loved and respected, just as all these other bodies, all these other forms that you are appearing as? Let's ask the question again, what really am I, actually? What is reality? Even before we think about the answer to that question, this is right now, immediate, and it never not is. It never isn't. Words are funny sometimes. It can never not be. And it's always here, so we are swimming around in this that is our real nature all the time. Wherever your body could go, you could never get to the end of your being. Whether it's in the northern hemisphere or the southern, whether it's on a different planet, whether you could theoretically travel to the other side of the universe, there would still be that space in which your body is appearing, unbroken, continuous, unbreakable, indivisible. You cannot divide something that has no shape. Only something that has a shape can be divided. So can you perhaps begin to accept that the answer has been right in front of us all the time? We can't see it when we're looking for something to happen, when we're looking for a happening. that I'm expecting some epiphany to realize this is what I am. And that will come afterwards. But this that is, has always been. It can never not be, and it's taking all these shapes to try to understand itself. Ever more complex shapes and forms, and finally it arrives as a human being. It takes the shape as a human being, still trying to understand and know itself. And for a long time, when it asks, what am I? The first thing it sees is a body, and it decides that is what you are, what it is. And eventually that becomes even unsatisfying, painful, and constricted, because it wants to, this that is wants to experience itself in all the ways it can, consciously. It's coming to recognize right now, I am all of this, all of it, the intangible and the tangible. The more I use thought to try to answer that question, what am I really? The more separate I'll seem to everything. The more I directly look and see what's here, the more I will feel my oneness with everything. And neither of those are more correct. They are the same one. You are the vast, infinite space of being, pure intelligence behind the cosmos. You are that which can never come to an end, that has no beginning or endings. It's not limited at all. It's not imperfect ever, cannot be absent from anywhere, all the time. Present equally everywhere. Appearing as all of these shapes. You are also appearing as this human being that's hearing these words right now and speaking these words right now. It's just what is. Perhaps the answer to this question, this greatest question of all, what am I really, can be immediately recognized just like that. The shapes that I take will continue to change infinitely. My shapeless, formless self has never changed. Like a kaleidoscope, if you had a kaleidoscope as a child, you could put it up and look through it and turn it. Every time you turned it, the shapes would change. There'd be a different combination of shapes. And yet the one looking at the shapes is always the same. Always. And you've created all of this so that you can experience yourself in an infinite number of ways. And then finally come to recognize your no-shape self. Which includes the appearance of you as a human being. All of it. You get to have all of it. You get to fall back in love with your human existence again. When it's a part of what is. When it's not all that you are, you can enjoy it without fearing its ending. The There will never be a time when the space disappears, the space of your being. Even if it is absent of forms and shapes, it will still be here. The pure intelligence, the pure seeing, that which is looking through your eyes right now is it. You're holding up this body, this human body, looking through it like a pair of binoculars or a telescope. Using the senses to look through, experience through, recognize your everywhereness through. So is this question very, very difficult? What am I really? Or is it completely simple and easy? What am I really? Try to think about that. It may seem extraordinarily difficult. Nothing wrong with thinking. All right, just look and see what is when I ask that question and I have an answer. There is never a time when you ask that question when you will not get that answer. It's always going to be here. And when that body disappears, you'll take another shape to ask the same question for the joy of it, for the fun of it, to experience your infinite and unlimited nature. And also to enjoy your finite and limited nature when they're finally not in contradiction with each other. I am this that is everywhere, all the time. And I am also this that's appearing somewhere, sometime, for a limited time. Just try that out for a moment where you don't have to decide, you don't have to choose, you don't have to prefer which one. Sometimes I'll feel like someone, sometimes I'll feel like everyone, sometimes I'll feel like nothing at all. What are you now then? What are you really? If you have been following along and if I've done my job right, you might have fallen in love with that question in a whole new way. What is reality? This. And for someone thinking about this. And eventually when you embrace this question like this, even the and will drop away. Even the sense of limited and unlimited will kind of merge into one. I can look as the awareness, or I can look through my senses, and I seem to get two different types of answer, but they're not really, not actually.